Thanks so much for joining us this morning for the Word for Life Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman. With me in the studio is Tyson Schreckengast. And Tyson, I almost wanted to give your Air Force title there, which is what?
Major.
Major.
Yes.
Okay. So when we think about being in the Air Force, Tyson, and then coming to a church to become a pastoral staff, that's quite a change, isn't it? But you had a journey between Air Force Academy and actually coming here and joining our staff. We want to welcome you to our radio audience and just kind of let folks know who you are and what you're doing. But while you're sharing your testimony, I kind of want you to weave into that testimony what the Lord seemed to be directing you to do when you went to the Air Force Academy, and then how God kind of redirected you after your Air Force days were done. So just share with us a little bit about your home, your family, that kind of thing, if you will.
Great. No, it's an honor to be here, and I appreciate just the opportunity to share my testimony and talk with the listeners that are out there. I've just been very blessed to grow up in a Christian home, and the Lord's been active in our family's life, and specifically my life, from a very early age. I was saved at the age of 10 on a missions trip to St. Lucia in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one evening after a Sunday evening service that the Lord was really challenging my heart, and the Holy Spirit just tugging. And the message that evening was about assurance of salvation. And I had kind of been fighting with that for quite a few years before that. I was always told I was saved at a young age, but I never really knew that for sure. And whenever pastors and teachers would talk about knowing for sure that I was going to heaven, I always struggled whether I truly was going. And
right.
That night at the age of 10 on the island of St. Lucia, I sat out the back door of the rundown chapel and made sure that I was going to heaven by praying to the Lord and asking Him to save me that evening.
That's great. Now, how do you go to a mission field at the age of 10?
It was, again, like I said, I was blessed to grow up in a Christian home. Mom and Dad were teen youth sponsors growing up, and so they had asked them to go along and help prepare food and be a part of the trip, and Mom and Dad thought it'd be just a great opportunity to take my brother and I as well. So I'm very grateful for the Lord allowing that to happen and using that so specially in my life.
How many mission trips were you able to take?
So I was on that one as a child, and then I went on two more when I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Utah as a freshman in high school, and then as a sophomore in high school, went back to the West Indies to the island of St. Vincent.
Okay.
And it just holds a special place in my heart, and we're excited to possibly go there here sometime soon in the future with the youth ministry here at Brookside.
Now, your youth pastor at that time was our senior pastor, Ken Keltner. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
So he must have been really young.
he was full of energy.
Okay. And so you have known him for a long time and had the opportunity to just be in his youth ministry. In fact, our executive pastor, business manager, if you want to call him that, Keith Fleming, was also in the youth group. How close to each other are you guys age-wise?
Keith's 2 years older than I am.
Okay.
But just because he's older doesn't mean that I'm not beating him in basketball. So,
oh, okay. A little challenge there.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. But no, Keith and I grew up together. We went to the same public high school.
Mm.
And it's just been a very special journey to see how the Lord's kind of brought us back together to serve in ministry together.
Right.
And like I said, we were close growing up in the youth group and had many times to beat Pastor Keltner on the basketball floor as well.
Oh, my. Well, you're in trouble already by saying that. A little challenge again there. Now, your parents were youth sponsors. Is that true all the way through your teenage years?
Most of them. I think after my freshman year is when they became involved in other ministries in the church, and so were no longer part of the youth ministry at that time. But they still played a huge role in raising me and spending time in my life and continuing to spend time with my brother and I and showing us how the Lord's working in our family's life.
They didn't just leave the Christian education to the children's director or the youth pastor or the pastor or Sunday school teacher, did they?
No, they did not. Very grateful for that.
And I think that's very important to mention because, Tyson, we've got listeners that have young people, they have children, they have teenagers, and for you to share how important your parents' ministry was and still is in your life is just a real challenge to those who are listening.
Being the youth minister here at Brookside and working with student ministries, it's just something that has always been on my heart to make sure that I'm reaching out to the parents as well because it is such an important role. We only have so many times to reach out and connect with these young teens and to take the opportunity for parents to really shoulder the load for raising their children is just of utmost importance for the walk of that teen with the Lord.
Right. It's a team effort.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Pastoral staff, church staff with parents and making sure we're on the same page.
Yes.
Now, as you came to the end of your high school career, what did the Lord seem to be directing you to be looking at and training for?
Very grateful for just how he worked in my life through my high school years and gave me a desire to really pursue excellence and study hard and work hard. And he blessed me with the opportunity to attend the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs upon graduating from high school. And so very quickly after graduating high school, I was off to the Air Force Academy for basic training that summer and then starting classes later that fall.
Now, basic training for the Air Force Academy, is that about the same as basic training for Air Force in and of itself?
It is.
Okay.
It is, yes. So it's a six-week program that you run through before you start classes there at the Academy. And it's just a great opportunity to experience. It's kind of the part of kind of breaking you down out of the self-focus that we might have and just putting you together as kind of the team effort and really helping you realize that you can overcome things as well.
Okay. Character development sounds like was a major part of your training there?
Yes. The Air Force Academy really prides itself on character training as well as leadership training, and that's their strong focus on developing officers for the United States Air Force.
Right. Once you graduated from there, then how much time were you obligated to give them?
Upon graduation, I was obligated to give them 5 years, and so I served my 5 years on active duty with one tour in Iraq for 5 months, and just very much enjoyed the time on active duty, but through that time, just felt the Lord moving in my life that I was ready to be back home in Colorado and be with my family again and just take opportunities there with my family. And
you were married at the time?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So my wife and I were married 3 days upon graduation after the academy. And
why waste any time?
Yes, yes. So
okay.
As a cadet, you're not allowed to be married. And so
they don't issue you a wife?
They do not.
If they wanted you to have one, they'd issue you one. Yeah,
they do not.
Heard that so many times, right?
Yes, there's many, many cadets that get married just the day or two or week after graduation.
Right,
so.
Right. Where did you meet Amy?
I met Amy in high school for the first time when I was a junior in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Really didn't think anything of it. She went to another local church and her youth pastor was my cousin at the time.
Okay.
And so it was just an encouraging time to get to know other kids across the city that are there. And she's 2 years younger than I was. And so really didn't make a real strong connection until my junior year at the academy and just came across.
Amazing how she matured in those years.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. And so, yes, she had just graduated from high school. And that same summer after she graduated is when we came across paths again, and the Lord just started pursuing our relationship together. So.
All right. And it's really amazing how God is busy preparing our wives way before we even meet them.
Amen.
And just getting them ready to be the kind of godly wife and mother to the children the Lord's going to be giving us. And what a precious gift they are to us.
Yes, very much.
Tell me about your children.
I have a 5-year-old boy, Titus. He was born on September 11th of 2008, and so September 11th holds dear to me with serving in the military as well as the birth of him. And then I have a daughter, Allie, who is 2.5 years old, and then we have a 9-month crawler named Tucker, and so he's been a joy as well.
Well, that's fantastic. So after you got out of the Air Force then, you went back to Colorado and kind of worked with your dad and his business. But all this time, you were very active in a local church.
Correct, yes. Upon getting out of the Air Force, you know, our home church was Tri-City Baptist Church there in Westminster, Colorado. While I was on active duty, the Lord led my parents to help out with a church plant that was just about 20 minutes north of Westminster. And it was actually the pastor planting the church was one of the students that was involved in the youth group when Mom and Dad were sponsors. And so that was kind of the tie to that church. And the Lord just directed them up there. So when we moved back to Colorado, we prayed about it, and the Lord led us to go up and be a part of that church plant time as well.
Okay. And so you became actively involved. What types of things did you do in the church?
After a few months, it was really new. The church plant was fairly new, and so I was quickly added to the men's leadership team. They weren't chartered at that point yet, and so so we just had a leadership team and making decisions and planning things for the church. But really, my main focus of ministry was working with the teens and the youth group. There weren't many. It was a small youth group of just a handful, but it was exciting to see how the Lord was starting to prepare me and guide me and lead me in what he had for me.
You were what age when you started doing that?
So I would have been 27.
Okay. And Amy would be 25 then.
Correct.
Okay. So the Lord was preparing you for a full-time Christian ministry, but you weren't aware of it. And we've run out of time, so we'll have to pick that story up the next time. Because there are numbers of people, Tyson, that are listening to us that just want to be faithful in serving the Lord. And God loves to just use those who are available and who are faithful with a teachable spirit. And nobody knows what God has in store for them, but they have to volunteer, they have to serve, and then just see what God opens up for them. Well, we'll continue your story the next time we get together. Until then, may the Lord give you just a fantastic day and a great opportunity to encourage young people and young adults in their service for the Lord.